Welcome. Are you ready to take a journey with me into knowledge, enlightenment, and discovery? Then let's journey again together. This is your host, Rebecca Jernigan, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome to today's show, and I have a really wonderful guest. Her name is Catherine Baker, and she has a very unique ability, and we're going to be talking more with her and about her in just a moment. But you know, there's a couple things that I wanted to kind of go over with you guys today. Is that first of all, I'd like to thank each and every one of you for listening to Journeys with Rebecca and all the wonderful emails that I've been getting recently. For comments and questions that you all have, not only for me, but also for the guests. So I'm going to give you that address. It's Rebecca@JourneysWithRebecca.com or mailbag@JourneysWithRebecca.com. Please, I love hearing with you, from you, and we love answering your questions. Have a lot of new changes coming up for 2007. We will be going live, and I will be making those announcements. We're going to have special guests on, and they will be able to take calls, and I will be able to take calls, and we'll answer your questions. You can also talk to the guests. And again, if you have a guest suggestion, please let me know. We are always interested in that. And don't forget to check out the sponsors of Journeys with Rebecca. And if you would like to become a sponsor, you can also email me at mailbag@JourneysWithRebecca.com. Now, let's back to Catherine Baker. That's my guest for today. She had a near-death experience many, many years ago and now has the ability to look into people's eyes, see their past, present, and future. We're going to be talking a lot today about psychic phenomena, what it is, what it isn't. She's going to be doing a little readings. It is just going to be a fabulous show. So you guys are going to want to stay with us, and we so enjoy having you here. We'll be right back with more of Journeys with Rebecca and my guest, Catherine Baker. For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and others just like you who have something dynamic, significant, and truthful to say. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of the paranormal. So to receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that number is 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits.
Email Rebecca with your comments to mailbag@JourneysWithRebecca.com. You're listening to Journeys with Rebecca.
Welcome back, and you're listening to Journeys with Rebecca. And as promised, we have Kathy Baker with us here today. She has some very unusual gifts, and she's got some very unusual information about her own personal life journey. And I'd like to take this opportunity now to welcome Kathy to the show. Hi, Kathy.
Hi, Rebecca. How you doing?
You know what? It's just wonderful. It's a wonderful day, although I do know we'll talk a little bit about the strange weather. You are actually in Arizona, correct?
Absolutely.
And the first time in many, many, many years, there is snow in the desert.
There certainly is.
And that's kind of interesting. And I was telling you off the air before we got started, I lived out in Arizona myself about 25 years ago. And about that long, you know, give or take a few years here and there.
Mm-hmm.
And they had a snowstorm out there that, and it was so cold that it actually killed a lot of the saguaros out there, did a lot of damage to the whole desert area out there. Keep the good energy that the effects aren't long lasting.
Right. We had the snow all the way into the valley.
Yeah.
The floors, which they said was quite unusual, and but what a beautiful sight. Took lots of pictures, and it's absolutely gorgeous.
It's stunning, though, isn't it?
It truly is. Yeah. But it melted quick.
Well, that's the best thing right there, that it melted quick.
Right.
Well,
right.
Kathy, let's talk a little bit about you. We're actually going to be spending some time today talking about near-death experiences and what's happened to you along your life journey to bring you with a very unique gift that you have the ability to look in a person's eyes, I think is how you word that,
mm-hmm.
And be able to see their past and their future by looking into the eyes. I think that's kind of interesting that you know, they say that the eyes are the mirror of the soul.
Exactly.
And so I find that a rather unique gift that came out of your traumatic, I mean, it can be a traumatic experience, obviously, a near-death experience, but obviously it was something that, you know, connected you up or hooked you up on some, in some manner, so.
Absolutely, one that I have told many people, I wish that everybody could go through it at least once and come back and life would be so different, because through dying, we learn how to live.
You know, that just gives me the willies when people say stuff like that. As a survivor myself of one of those, I can tell you that when I came, I was a young woman when it happened to me, young, mm-hmm. in my 20s. And when I came back, I just, the whole concept, I mean, I stop and smell the roses, don't be afraid of living, and, you know, it's like the fear that you had about your day in and day out living just kind of leaves you, and you just realize the value and the joy and the I don't know, there's just, it's almost indescribable, isn't it?
It is, and you can also see how the picture becomes much clearer, and you can see how people convolute it with all these problems, and they make things tough when it's really so simple. And one of the things that I was shown up there, which I have carried all through my life since, is that we need to learn, the one thing that we need to do here is to learn to love ourselves. And people confuse this as selfishness. If we don't learn how to love ourselves and like ourselves, how can you then give or help or love others? And this is the hardest lesson for us to learn.
Oh, you know,
on this earth also.
Oh, you know, and I have to agree 150% with that, Kathy, because that was one of the things that was shown to me, because I really didn't like myself very well. I certainly didn't know how to love myself.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how to accept myself. You know, I always thought that it was selfish to think of yourself.
Right.
I truly did. I thought it was selfish to do that.
Yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how we're all grown. Well, you're not supposed to be thinking about yourself.
Right, exactly.
But if you don't, who is?
Yeah.
I mean, other than, you know, the all that is, the God, the greater consciousness, whatever people want to call it. But and you're absolutely right. We have to think about ourselves, because only then, through introspection, can we assist others.
Absolutely. And I think that your background and my background of the years of growing are very similar in respect that I was beaten all my life by my father and told how ugly, I was stupid, I would never amount to much. And I carried this with me. And I thank God for my near death, because it was able to show me that I'm able to look in the mirror and say, hey, you know what? I kind of like you.
yeah, you know, absolutely.
Yeah, you're not so bad.
Yeah.
But then, of course, I do understand that through all of our life experiences, we go through this in order to help others, because without it, you can't always understand what they have gone through or what they're going through.
Well, you know, and I will tell you is that here's the trend that I see, and see if you agree with this. As a person of my age, and, you know, I guess they call me middle-aged, I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't have a frame of reference for it, but regardless, it used to be that through the struggles and trials and tribulations, people that had the gift, and the gift of, you know, psychic abilities, clairvoyance, whatever, is that they had these, most people that I've spoken with have had these tremendously horrible lives, and they've overcome these obstacles and problems and learned to become a better person and learning how to assist others by assisting themselves. But however, the newer psychics or clairvoyants, they seem to, it's almost as if those that have come on before, going through the trials and tribulations, it may have removed some of that past, I guess, for
mm-hmm.
them, because the ones that are coming in now don't seem to have the same types of trials and tribulations and negative upbringings. I've noticed there's a shift. There's certainly been a shift in people's abilities and how they have arrived at them and what they've had to go through.
That's true on what you're saying. I think that their trials and tribulations, they are different. I don't know if I would necessarily say they're any easier.
No, they're certainly
better.
Not easier.
It's on a little different level, and maybe that's because of the generation that you and I come from, and the way we were raised was in the old school of thought.
Yeah.
By our parents, and our generation is the newer thinking. So, therefore, the ones that are coming up now have a completely different life that they went through than we did.
They do. Now, their issues are much different than yours and ours are.
Because
the world is, you know, I think about how I grew up and the type of world that is going on today, and I'm thinking to myself, I'm not sure being a young person if it would be any easier for me to be raised like I am, you know, like it is now, as opposed to how I was raised.
Yeah, yeah.
Because the world is very different.
I think in our generation when we were raised, it was to where showing love was not something that you did. The old school of thought was through hard work and being hard on the kids. This was their way of showing love, where our generation to our kids have been giving everything over and above. And I can't help but to think that I think they've been ruined in a way by us doing that. So one was too much and one was too little.
Yeah. Yeah. Now let's hope that we spawn a generation now that gets that balance, because I think that's what it's all about.
Absolutely. And with what is we're about to face in this world, I think that, well, everybody's going to need to pull their strength, and I feel that everything happens for a reason, and all the trials and tribulations we've gone through are only to strengthen us for the battle that's lying ahead.
Well, now here's a question for you, and feel free to not answer this, okay, if you don't want to. The question is what are you seeing? Do you feel like answering that on air?
Or, absolutely.
Humanity in whole, time frames, whatever.
Yeah, I feel that what we're about to embark on in the very near future, I feel we're heading for depression. I have felt this for many years. I was shown this when I had died on the table. And one of the reasons that I was told that I had to come back was, I guess, mainly to help people through and fight this battle that we're about to face. I feel the veil is becoming very thin now, that people are starting to see and realize what is happening. And we're going to have to go through very, very hard times. I think that it will dwarf the 1929 Depression. Although there is a side that is going to come out of this that will be very good. It'll be a very peaceful resolution. And I feel that the generations ahead will have much more spirituality. Their ways of communicating will be much more telepathic. The world will be a much better place. But this is cleanup. We have destroyed what we have in front of us. People have not woken up, and the wake-up call is here. And this is what I feel is happening. I feel, in a sense, God is crying his tears on us for what we've done. And the price is going to be very dear to pay, but in the end, it will be much better. But the old saying, which you have to go through the hard times to get to the good times, this is what we're about to face.
Well, let's talk about the veil for a minute, because that's important for people to know. I've been saying this for quite a while, is that the veil between the worlds is very, very thin.
Mm-hmm.
That also tells us, too, according to many of the mystics and prophecies, prophesiers, whatever you want to call them, that the Earth herself is moving into a higher dimension, which would then make the veil thinner, which also allows people to become much more intuitive, much more psychic, clairvoyant, much more connected with what I call the source, which
right.
is the God. And so for anybody that's wanting to really, really reach out, you know, we're coming into perfect times. We are in perfect times.
Absolutely. Although you are finding, too, if you look out in the world, the vibratory state, not everybody can handle it.
Oh, that's so true.
And you see people are just, if you want to say, going crazy. You're finding a lot of people are checking out of this life.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't want to go on into this battle. I have to say, though, Rebecca, I do not feel that, I have not felt that we were going to be destroyed with a nuke, say, here. No. I feel that we were going to be taken down economically, because that seems to hurt people the most, is about money, which is really a shame, because you can see how the greed has just taken over out there. It's absolutely astounding on what it's done. You're not seeing that human kindness just out in everyday life. Remember when we used to walk by cafes and people would be laughing and talking and happy? Walk down the street and walk by restaurants and take a look at people and see how they are. You can see a heaviness in them, a worry. Financially, things are very tough for people. Life isn't free like it used to be. Looking forward to things in life is gosh, it's so convoluted now because we're so scared on what's going to happen next. They've taken away our freedoms and our peace. And unless we find that within ourselves, each individual, boy, it's going to be tough.
Well, and it's propaganda, Kathy. I mean,
this is
what I call that conspiracy theory. I mean, this is all, for me, a very divine plan for those that wish to keep things status quo, or wish to, you know, control or to otherwise inhibit the human spirit, for those that think that it's all about money and control, and it's
right.
Not. It's not about that at all, and that's what this is all about. these times that we live in is about getting past the illusions that's been created, and all the propaganda and all the false information that's being fed to humanity worldwide. It's
exactly.
Not just our country, it's worldwide.
It's worldwide, and I think that people need to put their house in order, and when I say put their house in order, I mean look deep within yourself, find out who you are, get your strength, square yourself away with what I call God, square yourself away, and then go through life and be happy, and whatever happens, it's going to be good no matter how you end up. It will be good. Once we are good with ourselves, everything else is okay.
And you know, that's a true statement, and it's easier said than done. So for those of you out there who think that Kathy and I are just talking to talk, that's not true.
No.
I mean, it's a challenge in itself, is to get past the illusion, because, you know, here's the point. The point is if anybody, you know, decides that they're going to leave this earth plane and they die, it doesn't matter that you lived in a mansion or a trailer park, or if you had $10 million in the bank, or you didn't have a bank account. That isn't the important stuff, because they don't certainly put that certainly on somebody's headstone. Oh, yeah, this person died at $10.2 billion in the bank.
Right.
They don't
right.
care. I don't care if you have a Mercedes or if you have a Volkswagen parked in your driveway. It doesn't matter. It's how you live your life.
How you live your life. And what is the one thing that when I used to be a nurse and I dealt with a lot of people that were passing through, what was the one thing that people will always say, I wish I had spent more time with my loved ones?
Yes, more time enjoying life, or doing this with that person, or saying this word, saying I love you, or saying it's okay, or I wish I would have, you know, went to that place that I was supposed to go to that would have given me the peace and serenity instead of worrying about this.
Exactly.
Yep.
The simple things in life is what life's about.
It is.
And it's about just loving ourselves, loving each other, and living through in very simplistic ways. And people have it so mixed up and caught up, and you look at we go back to the economics once again, and you take a look at what they're doing to us and what the propaganda is about, and it's about spend, and they're getting people so wrapped up in racking up their credit cards, take home equity lines out on your house so you can lose that, no savings in the bank. This is how they're gaining control, and people aren't seeing this. They're falling into the greed.
I know. Because they want to be like everyone else.
Like everyone else, and yet that is not what defines who we are.
No, it isn't. And I like that. It does not define us. What defines us is if we're honorable, if we're truthful, if we're loving, if we're kind, if we're generous, if we're forgiving. And that's what defines us.
Right.
That's what defines us is not by where you live, but how you live your life each day.
Exactly.
You know, I tell people before I go to bed at night, when I go to bed at night, I try not to have any regrets for my day.
Right.
So, you know, I try to live each day. It doesn't mean I always attain it, but I certainly work towards it every day. It's a conscious effort every single day not to get caught up in all of this stuff.
Yeah, which is very easy to do.
It is. I mean, for people that are very much metaphysical or spiritual or even, you know, highly evolved spiritually, mm-hmm. they can still get caught up in it because, unfortunately, you still have to pay somebody to put a roof over your head, or at least most of us do. You know, that kind of thing, and put food on the table and, you know, put gas in the car and things like that, because that's the way the world is set up. But you don't have to get caught up in it because, you know, things will be taken care of for people.
Yeah.
So let's get back to your gift for just a minute, though,
mm-hmm.
because we're almost out of time already on
okay,
this segment.
Okay, quick.
I know, it just flies by.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to get into a little bit more, I think, of some prophecies and stuff here in just a little bit. But, you know, out of your near-death experience, you attained a level of clairvoyance, psychic ability, and the ability to read people's eyes, and that's, you know, that's pretty interesting in and of itself. When you came out of this near-death experience, obviously the world did look different to you. For me, it looked almost like a utopia for a moment,
mm-hmm.
and it was like all of a sudden I could really see forever.
Right.
I mean, it was like all of a sudden I knew that it was infinite.
Right.
And I had known these things before. I mean, I was born with the gift.
Right.
But after the near-death experience, it was like the expansiveness.
It enhances it, yeah.
Yeah, and it was like this is an illusion. It was like I could touch the other dimensions. And,
yeah.
of course, I didn't have all the verbiage and things for that.
Right.
But there was a sense of knowingness that hadn't been there prior to the experience that I had.
Well, I have to say that when they had resuscitated me, and I had come through. Now, I was in and out of consciousness for 3 days after, and they had me on high levels of morphine. But I have to say that when I came down hard in my body,
uh-huh.
Rebecca, I was so upset that they resuscitated me.
I told somebody that the other day myself, and they were going, really? Oh, my gosh, you guys, hang with us. We'll be right back.
Okay.
Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your never-ending life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and the superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate is a factual magazine containing articles by experts in all walks of life and by others just like you who have something dramatic, significant, and truthful to say. Keep up with the latest on all aspects of the paranormal, angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your free Fate magazine, call now, 800-728-2730, or visit our website at www.fatemag.com. That's 1-800-728-2730, or www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate waits.
Call Rebecca and schedule your private reading. 888-95-TAROT. That's 888-958-2768. Where will your life journey take you?
Check out Rebecca's website for the latest Journeys news and more. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
Oh, thank you for staying with us. We're here with Kathy Baker. We've been talking about all kinds of things, near-death experiences, and specifically about some of Kathy's gifts. Before we go on, though, I want to kind of give a couple of mentions to a few things, and then we'll go ahead and mention again at the end of the segment here. Her website is Kathy with a K, baker.com. And if you want to email her, it's icanseeforyou.com. Now,
I can see for you at yahoo.com.
At yahoo.com. I had that written down and just didn't read it. Now, what is that about? Anyway, and that stuff, you guys, by the way, too, is going to be posted to the website. So you can just click on the link there, and it'll take you right over to Kathy's website. You can certainly email her. The other thing that I wanted to let people know, too, is that Kathy is in the process, her husband is in the process, actually, of writing Kathy's book. And when that comes out, certainly we'll have her back on to talk about even more specifics than what we're doing here today. Because today, Kathy's here to share her unique talent, which is the ability to read people or read for people through their eyes. And so one of the questions that I asked Kathy, because, you know, Kathy, let people know, is, you know, I get a lot of people that contact me for guests, because it's one of the things that I'm always looking for new guests for Journeys with Rebecca, unique people, to let people know that, you know, we're not alone in the world. There's a lot of us out here doing different kinds of work. And maybe this is the best way to do that, is through the you know, media avenue of radio. So Kathy and I spoke before we set her in, and I said, well, one of the questions that I had for her is, were you able to do readings for people through a picture? Do they have to be in front of you? And she said, well, no, I can do it through a picture. And so I said, okay, so I'm going to send you a picture. And I said, see what you see. So I called Kathy back, I think it was later that same day, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And I had her do a little short, I don't know, it was what, maybe 10 minutes. And I said, okay, what, you know, tell me a little bit about it. And, you know, she was like, right on. And I was like, okay, cool. This is, you know, this is a gift that she has. It's very unique to be able to look at the eyes of somebody and be able to see their past, present, and future. So, and the other thing that I talked to Kathy about today before we came on the air was, in March, I'm setting up something for March to go live. I'm going to be doing a 2-hour show. I think I just now committed to that, didn't I, Kathy? I think I did. And I don't know exactly when in March. I've still got, you know, some technical stuff to work out. So Journeys is going to be, I will be broadcasting 2 hours live each week, and of course that announcement will be made on the website. And I also asked Kathy if she would be interested in coming back when I'm live to do, you know, to do readings right on the air, because I think it's just really cool stuff to be able to assist people in their day-to-day endeavors and spiritual growth and all of that. And so Kathy will be one of the guests that will be on, and we will be making huge announcements. I'll be doing press releases and stuff like that, that we're going live, and give everyone the phone numbers to call in so they can get their readings. There's going to be all kinds of ways that people can get a hold of us. So we're looking forward to being able to take live calls here at the Journeys family, because it's just going to be too much fun for everyone out there. So now that I've said all that, just don't let me forget, Kathy, before the end of the segment here, is to let people know and remind them again of your web address and your email address to get a hold of you. But so anyway, so I sent you the picture.
Right.
So I'm going to ask you to kind of take a look at that. And I know you have the picture there in front of you, or mm-hmm. close by you there. And it's one that I had sent you that was actually one from my website that's up there. And I had you maybe take a look at some things that may be coming up, or some things from the past or whatever that may be of some interest, because she said she wouldn't tell me, so I'm waiting until we got back on the air.
Okay. Well, what I see happening is, okay, there has been a glitch for you getting on the air. There's been a gentleman that feels to me as if it has been blocking it for one reason or another. that block is going to be taken away. In fact, I feel that you're going to be going through somebody else, another channel, to get this on. And when I say channel, I don't mean a channel as in radio channel. I mean a channel as in another person.
Okay.
That will facilitate this. Now, it does feel to me as if March is looking like the timeline, but I feel that it won't go until probably first or second week of April.
Okay.
Which is still close enough. Now, through this, though, Rebecca, there are 2 to 3 other, how do I want to say it, people that are going to be contacting you, that this isn't going to go just live on radio on just one station, but it looks like you were going to start to get a multitude, and this is going to go very big. It feels to me as if something you have been thinking about for about the past 2 years, but there have been roadblocks that have been stopping it. It just wasn't meant to go until now. I feel that your confidence level and knowledge and everything that you've gained through these years has primed you just perfect for the radio station, but over and beyond that for going out to places and reaching people that you had no idea this was going to happen.
Awesome.
And as you know, it's very hard for us to read for ourselves. So if people ask, well, why didn't you know that, Rebecca? Well, you can't see for yourself.
You know, and I do. I tell people that. I mean, I get, you know, and you get the same thing. You know, to turn right, not left. You listen to your guides and your higher self and whatever the case may be. But to sit down and actually go, okay, so what's tomorrow going to bring?
Right,
We don't have that ability to hone in on our own timeline, so to speak.
Can I interject something?
Absolutely.
Because when I do the readings, the thoughts just come and I
sure.
have to get them out. I do have to tell you that there is something with, I'll call them Hollywood, producers, movie making. There's something in that realm of the world that is going to be contacting you and you're going to be doing. So whether this be a TV show, you are going to get one out there again.
Wow.
Yeah, so you've got a lot on your plate that's going to be coming up. You've had more of, I'd say, a period of rest these past couple years, but that's the rest has been there in order to gear you up for what's going to be happening within this next year for you, and it's going to be a very busy year, a very good year.
Good, I can use one.
Yeah, but, you know, wondering on, geez, why haven't things moved forward and the doors just didn't feel like they were opening as easily as they should or they were closing on certain things was for a reason, because you've got other things that are coming up that is going to take a lot of your undivided attention, and it's going to take you to places and touching people's lives that is going to be phenomenal. So I think that this is very good.
Awesome.
And I would definitely like to be a part of your show.
Oh, definitely. Absolutely. Are you kidding? This is great.
Are you kidding?
That's
so
great. I have a lot of people out there, Kathy, several people, not a lot, but I have several people out there that I think the world needs to know about. And that would just be very helpful to have that ability for people to just be able to pick up the phone or write an email or an instant message or however it works and be able to get what they need, because this is about sharing. It's not about holding things back.
Right. There's one thing that I do want to put out there, and I don't know exactly where this is coming from, but it has to do with England.
Okay.
As in Europe,
uh-huh.
England, something to do with England there that you're going to be doing some work, and I do not know exactly what it is.
You know, you're not the first one that has told me that, by the way. I at this point don't have any, like, ties or know anybody specifically over there, but you're not the first one that has said that, so that's going to be interesting.
You will, and it will be through the radio show. I think is very important to get on its feet and going, and I do feel April's the time that everything starts clicking with it, and it's very important to get that out there, because the doors that open that follow that are very important.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so I need to still keep focused on the March time frame, even though it could be moved to April.
Absolutely,
okay.
Because March is what it's looking like, but there's just a couple of glitches that have to get things running a little smoother.
I was figuring on doing some test shows anyway and announcing that they were test shows so that we could get all the technical bugs worked out, before we start getting really, really, really pumped and primed for it, because, you know, obviously you can prepare and prepare and prepare, but, you know, working with technology and computers and equipment, you just never know.
You never know.
How it's going to work until you actually do it.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, but I think this is a very exciting year for you.
Oh, well, I am thrilled. I am thrilled. So all of you people out there at Journeys with Rebecca, please stay tuned, because there's going to be a lot more, I guess, coming up here this year. We're going to have some really wonderful guests. We're going to have Kathy back again. And, you know, one of the things, too, Kathy, that I wanted to let everyone know about is about your book that's coming out. I'm not sure exactly when you're supposed to get it finished or when you're supposed to get it published, but I will tell you that the book itself, and this is a little reading I'm doing for you, the book itself is going to touch some people in a very remarkable way. And I've always said that one of my goals here on this earth plane was that if I could just help one person,
mm-hmm.
then I've done something.
Absolutely.
I've done something. Because I know along my life's path, and I know along your life path, that there's been people that have come in at the most appropriate times for us, and they've been there for us. Whether we know these people well or not, as a matter of fact, I know that I had an angel that visited me many years ago when I was a young child that literally changed the direction of my life, and she was there for a reason. She's never shown up since.
Right.
But she was there in full format. She was very much real, and once her job was done, she was done. So we've had
right.
helpmates along the way, no matter where it starts and how it happens. So, you know, I have to say that if we can help just one person, we've done a very good thing.
We've done a very good thing. It's interesting you say that. There's my husband and I do run a business, and we did make the move from California to Arizona a couple years ago, and I felt a very big need to make this move. Interesting enough, though, from the move, you would have thought that things would have gone very well, and they hadn't. We've hit one roadblock after the other. And it did, something did come to me, pushing my husband to, because he's a very gifted writer, to write this book, and this is what we're supposed to do.
Yep.
And to get out there and to reach people, and many are waiting for him to finish his book, which will be done, hoping in about 3 months, and then get it published. So we definitely will let everybody know when that is out there. It'll make for interesting reading. And it does talk, like I said, about... Oh, there goes my dog.
Yeah, mine are in the other room, Kathy, so we could all relate. There's, by the way, there's plenty of dog lovers out there that don't have an issue with listening to some barking dogs in the background, because if anybody's listened to Journeys religiously, they have heard some dogs in the background.
Right.
Love them dogs. They can be annoying.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
You know, when you, and I tell you that your book will probably be done by the end of this year, so I feel like that close by November, December is when the book is probably going to be ready for purchase. And then, of course, at that time, we'll definitely have you back on. But let's go ahead, Kathy, because we're almost out of time here. And this has absolutely been a joy and a delight to have you on here today.
Well, thank you.
If you'll give everyone your website again and also an email address so they can write you and get a hold of you.
Right, absolutely. Let me get these dogs to stop barking again. And, of course, they've got to be right here with me. Once again, my email is icanseeforyou@yahoo.com. And my website is thekathybaker.com. And that would be Kathy with a K.
And we are, obviously, Kathy got a link there right on the front page. And also, just as a reminder, too, is that anybody that misses a show, whether it be this one or another one, you know, the archives are free of charge, always at Journeys. We are certainly going to be making some changes here in Journeys this year. There's going to be some new music coming in. There's obviously going to be some new formats. We're going to be doing live stuff. And we're going to have Kathy Baker back on, and she's going to take your phone calls right on the air. So you guys stay tuned, and we'll be right back. Kathy, thank you so much for being with us today.
And thank you for having me.
Do you want to understand more of the nature of the universe? Why is there billions of galaxies and trillions upon trillions of star systems in our known universe? Why do we sense we are eternal beings? Why do we have different personalities? Where do our emotions and dreams emanate from? Where do the visions of deja vu come from? Your Never-Ending Life Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series introduces the philosophical theory of universal learning. The theory of universal learning focuses on you, the never-ending eternal spirit, developing an understanding of the transcendent scale of the universe and the learning the ways of the Creator. Your Never-Ending Life explores such subjects as past lives, karma, emotional control, and the superior spirit. For more information on this book, visit universallearningseries.com. Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series is available at Barnes & Noble, Borders, and online at Amazon.com.
Hello, I'm Jane Goodall. Only half of the world's forests and wetlands that existed at the start of the 20th century still exist today. We must do a far better job of protecting wildlife habitats, for environmental chaos awaits those who follow us. If you own land you want kept safe forever, the Wildlife Land Trust can help. Call 1-800-729-SAVE. 1-800-729-SAVE.
Hi, this is Rebecca. You know, it's easy to keep up with all the latest Journeys news, my upcoming guests. Just sign up to receive the Journeys newsletter. It's free, and you will never receive any junk mail. Your email is never sold or distributed. So keep up to date the easy way. Just log on to my website, journeyswithrebecca.com, and at the bottom of the main page, you'll see the box. Type in your email address, and you're done. And once a week or so, you'll receive all the latest Journeys news.
Talk with an intuitive touch. Journeys with Rebecca.
Oh yeah, welcome back. And we are here, as I promised you, with our resident astrologer, Miss Nancy Miller Ogren. Welcome to the show again.
Thank you.
Oh, how fun this has always been. You know, we talk a lot about how much fun we have, but I think what we probably need to do is let people know how much fun we have when we're not actually on the air.
We could. That would be a whole nother show.
It is. It's just too much fun. You've always been a joy and a pleasure to have here on Journeys, and I want to thank you for that, Ms. Ogren there. That's just wonderful.
Thanks.
And your insight and your help and your just everything that you give to the listeners out there, I want to let you know how much we appreciate it. I certainly do.
Oh, thank you.
And again, we're moving right along into 2007. I said that a few weeks ago when you were on, and you know, it's rapidly going by. So I would like to stress to people how absolutely imperative it is to take advantage of the energies that are naturally occurring around us. Taking advantage of that, and how you do that is to become aware and knowledgeable of what those energies are so that you can be a little bit more in tuned with Mother, with the flow of energies in the, you know, in the whole cosmos kind of thing. So that's why Nancy has been such a wonderful guest to have here, because for the last couple of years she's actually been on Journeys with Rebecca, sharing her insight on all the astrological movements so that we all can take advantage of that. She also does a moon mailing, which is free of charge. All you have to do is go to her website. That's nancymillerogren.com. Her newsletter is free of charge, or her moon mailings are free of charge. You'll get them twice a month. And it's just such a huge benefit. And plus you do the Moonwise, I always call it Moonwise, it's Moonways Path. It's a book. It's a calendar that talks about your intentions and affirmations, and it's a calendar showing you where all the phases of everything is. So you can also get that on her, you know, order that right from her website. And don't forget, you guys, email us at mailbag@journeyswithrebecca.com and give us your questions that Nancy and I can answer right here on air for you. Again, free of charge for you. You know, let us be of service to you, because that's what we're here for. That's what the whole premise of the show is about, is sharing information, knowledge, enlightenment, discoveries, that kind of thing. So, okay, so now that I've yakked for a little bit, we're down to the second half of the moon phases, the major moon phases in the month of February. So What is coming up?
Well, and this is on February 17th, it's the Aquarius new moon. And all of those qualities you just talked about are exactly, what Aquarius is about. Aquarius is about that community, that unity, that harmony. Are we together? And as I've said many times, we are going from the age of Pisces, which was 2,000 years, into the age of Aquarius, which is 2,000 years. And when you're going through that, a turning of the ages, they call it, the progression of the ages, we are in and birthing, all of us are birthing this new picture of how we are going to have our life, our country, and our world. So Aquarius is ripe right now, truly ready to say, look at where in your life you need to bring peace and bring peace, and where in your life is there a resolution to be made, and that will be your focus. And intentions on that new moon, focusing on what it is in your life you need to bring into center and into focus. Just start there. Start with, where do you get that 15-minute break for yourself in a day? How do you manage that, and how do you use that time? It's very important that you are setting a goal, even if it's just for today. What is your goal for today? And you start there, because we want to become the country that offers peace, and we want to become the country. And again, Aquarius also rules diplomacy. We want to be the country that can support and help and resolve and solve. And we want to be the person that can help and serve and resolve and solve.
Well, that's a nice thought, and let's put our hopes and prayers on that, because really that's what the country was meant to be, a safe haven.
Absolutely.
It was. It hasn't turned into
anything. And that vibration has never left. And sometimes it gets sidetracked, but that's what we believe. This goes back to these new laws of physics and cellular memory. We have cellular memory of this country's history and this country's birth. And we carry that because that's what resonates. And so finding that connection, wherever that comes first, finding those connections, finding the connection within yourself. Aquarius can, sometimes people say to me, well, I thought Aquarius was the one that withdraws or is withdrawn. No, it's that Aquarius carries the bigger picture. It's one-on-one, but it includes the multitudes. You start one-on-one. And I think we found, of course, our famous Aquarius is Oprah Winfrey. She's very globally aware, and that's what it is. She also acts individually, one on one, and so she appreciates both. It's just that if you embrace Aquarius, you'll find yourself thinking in a much bigger picture than you would if you wanted to know why is the neighbor frowning at me.
Do you care?
That's not so important as why is the whole Mideast frowning at me.
Exactly.
So I want you to get an idea of how to
get that, your own horizon, to include quite a bit more energy. And as you do that, you're emanating more to a broader group of people. You just emanate.
And, you know, I'm an Aquarian, and I can tell you that a lot of people used to think I was withdrawn.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought processes and the energy in the mind and all of that, just it's a constant. It truly is a constant. It just never goes away. You're always thinking about more than just your little parameters of your life. It, it just seems to, you know, go outwards from there. So, yeah. And that's actually a very factual statement, at least as far as I'm concerned.
Well, it is. And that's, I think, exactly why you're on the radio, because you may not touch everyone individually, but you touch a great group of people, and you help, and you guide, and you emanate. And that's supporting. And that is exactly what we want. We, as a nation, want to communicate. I'm supporting our future. And that's what we need to do. And so all the Aquariuses, stand up and agree to that. and grab somebody's hand and bring them with you.
Okay, sounds good. My hand
absolutely.
Is yeah, anybody that's wanting to come along, come on. And,
yeah.
You know, four and a half years ago, I started this radio program, and it truly is a radio program out of love. It's just love for humanity, love for knowledge and sharing enlightenment and information and wonderful people like you that have all kinds of gifts and tools and things that we can all use to better not only ourselves, but certainly to better those around us as well. Because it's about, you know, leading by example. And
absolutely.
So this journey has been quite unique for me. It's been quite unique, and it's been a wonderful experience. So for all of you people, take advantage of the energies that are present. Nancy's going to be on next month again, at the beginning of March, into February, beginning of March. I haven't checked the calendar yet as to when the show will air, but make sure that you guys stay tuned, because we're going to be talking a whole bunch more about astrological. Nancy, thank you so much for being here.
Thanks.
You guys, don't go away. We're going to be right back.
Find out more about a show topic or guest. Log on to www.journeyswithrebecca.com.
For 58 years, Fate has provided true reports of the strange and unknown. Fate brings you the latest on all the aspects of paranormal, like angels and miracles, psychic phenomena, ghosts, UFOs, and much, much more. To receive your complimentary Fate magazine, call now, 1-800-728-2730. Again, that's 1-800-728-2730. Or visit their website, www.fatemag.com. What are you waiting for? Your fate awaits. You can't judge a psychic on TV because of producer-induced theatrics and clever editing. But now you can analyze famous psychics including Derek Acora, Peter James, Linda McKenzie, and Dana Smoller in the new DVDs ISPR Investigates the Comedy Store and ISPR Investigates Crest Hill Mansion. It's all raw and uncensored footage from 1999. Showcasing how psychics really communicate with earthbound entities in the field. The new ISPR DVDs are available at JourneysWithRebecca.com. It makes the perfect gift for the paranormal enthusiasts on your list.
Get your personal and private reading from Rebecca. To schedule an appointment, call 1-888-95-TAROT. That's 1-888-958-2768. Find out where your life's journeys will take you.
What a wonderful show. I do hope you enjoyed it. A reminder to check out my website. That's JourneysWithRebecca.com. And please, email me. Tell me what you thought of today's show. That's mailbag@JourneysWithRebecca.com. A special thanks to the sponsors of Journeys, Fate Magazine since 1948. Fate is the longest-running publication of its kind. You can find out more at FateMag.com. Also, Your Never-Ending Life, Book 1 of the Universal Learning Series by Sandy Andrews. To find out more about him, go to universallearningseries.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Blessings to each and every one of you. And goodbye for now.